This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. How many times have you been listening to the TV, the radio, the internet, and something pops up? Something catches your imagination, fires you up, but hey, you're all alone. It says you and the internet and the TV set, and there's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. Here's your chance to ask your question on national radio. Go to 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and boom! You can get on national radio by asking that question, making that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question from science class and there you are, stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to come out smelling like a rose by calling 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not put them on the telephone so they can ask that question that's been bothering their science class? And also check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook at Michio Kaku, we have 3 million fans. And just the other day, I was on Twitter, and it said that in the last 30 days, I had 5 million people read some of my tweets. So if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. That's right, our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And that's why they're not here today to talk about it. They got wiped out. They didn't know what hit them. But we do know what's out there, and it's pretty dangerous. We live in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and that's why we need a backup plan. Plan B, just in case something bad happens to us on the planet Earth. That means, yes, an expedition to the moon, to Mars, and even beyond. And if you get my book, Future of the Mind, that was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, you'll read about the fantastic developments in, get this, telepathy, telekinesis, recording memories, being able to record and print out dreams. These were all once considered the province of crackpots and kooks. And people way outside the boundaries of science. And guess who's doing these experiments now? Physicists, neurologists. We are using physics to probe some of the deepest secrets of the human mind. By looking at blood flow in the living brain with MRI scans, we can actually see thoughts. Thoughts as they originate inside the living brain. And my colleague Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, eventually he lost control of his fingers and his vocal cords. So how did he communicate? Telepathically. We put a chip in his right glass that connected his brain to the chip by radio. And then that chip was connected to a laptop computer that typed. Believe it or not, my colleague, the late Stephen Hawking, would communicate to the world by thinking and having a machine type out what he thought. In the future, that'll be the Internet. The Internet will be replaced by BrainNet. You'll send images, emotions, feelings on the Internet, and the movies will look so 20th century. What is a movie? It's nothing but a screen with sound. That's it, folks. A screen with sound. In the future, you will have feelings, emotions, memories on the Internet, not just sound. Okay, well, like I said before, we are taking your phone call in this hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken calling for listening to you on GCN. I'd like to ask why haven't they used artificial diamond manufacturing to make more effective weapons, like, for example, diamond armor, or, like, for example, diamond bullets? And also, if they were to use diamond bullets, would the ballistics be different? For example, would the rifling on the barrel have to be changed, or would there be different kinds of ballistics in response to diamonds because they can conduct heat more effectively? You know, I'm just wondering what the practical applications are because it's been around for about 20 years. Same as the applications, for example, what would happen if you had, like, for example, an aerogel bullet, or like a bullet made of aerogel, or armor made of aerogel. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, I have a personal interest in armaments because I was in the United States Infantry for about 2 years at the height of the Vietnam War. In fact, I had a chance to fire practically every single weapon in the United States military's arsenal, starting with M16 rifle, going all the way up to bazookas, anti-tank weapons, all the way up to scale. Well, first of all, you are right that we can make artificial diamonds. That's right. In fact, gem quality artificial diamonds, and that's why the De Beers and the Oppenheimer people, they are very cautious about this because they know that if we scientists flood the market, it could really send diamond prices plunging, and the whole ceremony around engagement and marriage and stuff like that could be affected. That could affect the multi-billion-dollar jewelry market. Recently, I was reading that the De Beers people, yes, they want to accommodate artificial diamonds. But let's address your question about the military applications. First of all, we think that diamonds are the hardest substance around, but that's actually not true. It turns out that graphene is tougher than diamonds. Graphene is nothing but a single layer of molecular carbon, and it is so strong you can put an elephant, balance it on a pencil, and put the pencil on a sheet of graphene, and the graphene will not break. However, graphene is very hard to create in pure form, more than just the size of your fingernail. So it means that coatings, in the future coatings, will use carbon, either in diamond form or perhaps more likely in graphene form, as a way to shield the bullet from the different kinds of forces that would experience after it's being fired. But do you really gain that much advantage? Well, you said that would we have to change the clicks on a rifle? And probably not. It turns out that the basic physics of projectiles is given by Isaac Newton. And the projectile physics is basically independent of what the bullet is made of in terms of its trajectory, in terms of how many clicks you want to put on the rifle. So even though you would have better armor-piercing capabilities with nanotechnology and coating armaments with nanotechnology like graphene, you're not going to have to necessarily change the settings on a rifle because those settings are pretty much set by Isaac Newton's laws of motion, which in turn, believe it or not, are more or less independent of what the bullet itself is made of. But anyway, some people think that even the bullets of today may become obsolete as they become artificially intelligent. In other words, it may be possible to create a whole new series of armaments using high tech. Well, we run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of science and society on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we are taking your listener phone call in this hour. Whether you're listening on the internet or whatever, you can give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Leave that comment on the tape, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard nationwide on Science Fantastic. And once again, if you want to know more about my work, go to Facebook at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku, or go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
This is David in Central Lake, Michigan, calling with station WMKT. My question is about the tunneling electron microscope. Has there been any developments or research into improving upon that? I know we keep talking about these more and more telescopes can see farther and farther in the past. Is the electron microscope the end all and be all, or has there been any progress on improving upon that? Thank you.
Well, the electron microscope allows you to get these gorgeous, surrealistic, alien-like photographs all the way down to the cellular level.
And it gives us a whole insight into a new world, the world of nanotechnology, the world of Mother Nature, the world of how Mother Nature performs its biological feats. But they are limitations given us by the quantum theory, which happens to be my specialty. It turns out that when you get down to molecular distances, the electron beam gets more and more energetic the smaller it gets, which kind of like violates common sense. But if you want to get an electron microscope that's even more powerful than the one today, you have to have a wavelength smaller and smaller and smaller, and that becomes disruptive. In fact, at a certain point, you hit X-rays, and X-rays, as you know, can cause cancer. It can knock the crap out of atoms. And so that's the problem with microscopes. We have optical microscopes with a wavelength on the order of several hundred atoms, but when you start to go to ultraviolet radiation and eventually X-ray radiation, the wavelength is about the size of an atom. So in principle, you can actually, quote-unquote, see an atom. And that's what electron tunneling microscopes can do. I played with one. I was filming with BBC television a few years ago. We flew down to San Jose, where at the Bill Laboratories, they had a tunneling microscope where I could actually, quote, touch individual atoms. That's right. They look like ping pong balls on a computer screen, and you can actually manipulate them one by one and spell different letters out of individual atoms. This is amazing. Think about that. Spelling out, for example, IBM, atom for atom, each atom the size of a ping pong ball on a computer screen, and manipulating them by hand with a handheld device. But like I said, once you get to even smaller frequencies, I mean smaller wavelengths, energy increases by Planck's law, and at that point it becomes very disruptive, and basically it blasts these atoms apart, the molecules are sent to smithereens, and your X-ray microscope becomes useless. So there's a trade-off. So electron microscopes are pretty much the limit of what you can do unless we learn how to manipulate X-rays without causing the damaging effect of high-energy particles. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi. Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is George Gonzalez. I'm calling from Corpus Christi, Texas, radio station 1360 AM. My question is about black holes. Black holes consume other stars, other planets, and then they eventually, I guess, explode. Do they eventually take over each other if there's enough black holes in the universe or in a galaxy, and then create another universe or another dimension? Is this the process of the universe being rebuilt? And I'm a big fan of yours. I've bought your books, and if you could explain that, I'd appreciate it, and hopefully I can hear it on this show, because I don't get to hear every show. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that is at the cutting edge of modern physics, because it has to deal with how the universe itself will die. We think that the universe will have five basic stages in its lifespan. The first stage is the Big Bang, and when temperatures were extremely hot, and the universe consisted of a huge, gigantic ball of hot plasma gas. That's the first stage. The second stage of the evolution of the universe is when all this high-energy matter began to condense. Condensed into atoms, and condensed into stars, giving us what is called the stellariferous era, the era of stars. And that's the era that we live in. We live in the era when the universe is brilliant and lit up by all these dazzling, shining stars lit up by the process called fusion, which is the burning of hydrogen into helium. But, hey, let's face it, all things must pass. Eventually, we go to stage three, billions and billions of years from now, when the stars begin to twinkle out, we burn up most of the energy and fuel in the stars, and the stars become neutron stars, dead stars, or black holes. That's the third era. The fourth era is when the whole universe becomes nothing but black holes. a very sad era. No more stars generating light. The universe essentially consists of black holes. The universe is completely dark. The night sky is completely dark. And the fifth era is horrible. The fifth era is when the universe itself dies and black holes radiate their energy into outer space in something called Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation means that black holes are not really black. They're gray. They will seep out gentle radiation, which may dominate stage 5, when the entire universe becomes invisible and seeps out this radiation until, as you pointed out, eventually they will explode and there's nothing left but a gas of electrons and neutrinos. Sounds kind of horrible, right? Well, my personal attitude is, first of all, don't worry about it. It's going to take place trillions upon trillions of years from now. And second of all, by then, if we survive, we will have technology trillions of years more powerful than anything we can even imagine today. We may even have the power of a god, in which case we may want to create a lifeboat, an interdimensional lifeboat, and escape the universe. Believe it or not, I'm not the only physicist who's proposed this, but to create an interdimensional lifeboat so that we can leave our universe and go to a neighboring universe in the multiverse, and then we can mess up that universe as well. And believe it or not, yes, there are scientific articles about this. The ultimate doomsday, when the universe dies not in fire, but in ice. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Dave P., 1340 KPRK, Livingston, Montana. And I was wondering what your opinion is on our wormholes. Are they feasible to use, or is it just a hoopla?
Well, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that wormholes are very convenient ways to zip across the entire galaxy and the universe. Basically, a shortcut through space and time. And it's not completely ruled out. We physicists believe that at the beginning of time, that is, at the Big Bang, there may have been tiny wormholes that existed with the original singularity that created the universe. As the universe rapidly expanded in terms of what is called inflation, these wormholes may also have been stretched and allow us to then communicate and go back and forth across the universe. Now, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that there's a problem there, and that is stability. It turns out that most of the wormholes in Star Trek are unstable, and you can't really use them to go back and forth. However, that leaves open the possibility that some of them are stable, in which case we may actually be able to go backwards and forwards. So what are the pros and cons of this? The pros and cons of this are, well, first of all, we've never seen one. They are theoretically possible, but let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue a discussion of wormholes and space and time. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and the search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is USA Radio News. Another tower in Florida is a sister to the one that collapsed. Residents there are speaking out as we hear from USA's Brad Bernards.
About a block from the Miami area beachfront condominium tower that collapsed sits its sister building. Most have remained, including Nora and Philip Zine.
For some reason, I feel some kind of peace in our building. It's very well maintained. We've never had any problems. And I don't know. I just want to be home. And I believe we were told yesterday that it was okay. It was not mandatory. Our daughter and her husband and family want us to go there, but I don't know. I don't know. I want to be here still.
Audio courtesy CNN. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Many people are saying that the sister condo, which was built the same as the one that collapsed, should be torn down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we are taking your listener phone calls. You are center stage. This is your opportunity to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist about these things. I was once on a book tour years ago where a man comes up to me and very politely says, "You have to answer my question. You have to answer it." And I said, "Well, why do I have to answer your question?" And he said, "Well, because if you don't answer it, I may have to go another 10, 20 years before I get a chance to talk to a physicist about this question." And then I thought to myself, and I said, "My God, he's right. There are not that many of us. How many of us are there registered with the American Physical Society? Oh, about 30,000. That's it for the entire country. We're not like doctors. There are about over a million doctors in the United States. There's only about 20, 30,000 physicists. And in my specialization, quantum theory, cosmology, string theory, how many of us are there? A few hundred. in the entire United States. So I said to myself, yes, I think I should answer this person's question so he doesn't have to wait another 20 years before another quantum physicist comes and visits him. Well, before the break, we had a question about wormholes. First of all, what is a wormhole? A wormhole is a shortcut through space and time, like the looking glass of Alice. Think of the looking glass of Alice. One side of the looking glass connected Oxford, the countryside of Oxford, to this strange world called Wonderland by going through this looking glass, which is a wormhole. In fact, who was Charles Dodgson? Charles Dodgson, otherwise known as Lewis Carroll, was a mathematician, a professional mathematician at Oxford University. He was well acquainted with different kinds of topologies, including multiply connected spaces. That's what mathematicians call them, multiply connected spaces. We physicists simply call them wormholes. And they are gateways to other universes. Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, in his latest book, published posthumously, writes that yes, wormholes are probably possible. They do obey. They seem to obey Einstein's laws. And how stable are they? We don't know. But yeah, they do seem to be valid solutions of Einstein's equations. Einstein himself stumbled on them in 1935. Back in the 1930s, Einstein was puzzled by this nagging question. What happens at the center of his equations, the center of a black hole? His equations predicted everything blows up and becomes infinite, and he was very unhappy about that. In physics, we have no such thing as infinity. But there it was. At the center of a black hole, it looks like a funnel. Everything falls into the funnel, but at the very center of the funnel, gravity becomes infinite. Einstein hated that idea because why should something be infinite in a finite universe? So then he took two funnels, stuck them back to back, mouth to mouth, two funnels, and he came up with a wormhole. So the creator of the wormhole was Einstein himself in 1935 in a paper he published with Rosen. And in fact, today we call them Einstein-Rosen bridges, bridges that connect us to distant points in the galaxy. Are they possible? Yes. Do they actually exist? We don't know. Can we create them with our technology? And the answer is no. You need the energy comparable to that of a black hole before you can start to play with wormholes. In other words, this is something for a very advanced civilization, perhaps type 3. We are type 0. Sorry about that. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about science.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Ask a question, make a comment after you call 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
I was wondering about life on other planets. My name is Diana Taylor. My call letters are KTEC 89.5 from Klamath Falls, Oregon. My question is are there going to be other races on planets, and are any of the races going to be excluded because they had a skin color change? Thank you for answering that question. I'll listen on the air. Thank you.
Well, first of all, I agree with most of my colleagues who are also scientists that they're probably out there, that, you know, why should we be the only game in town? We think that, for example, microbial life may be actually quite common throughout the galaxy. We've already located 4,000 planets circling other planets. The census is that there could be up to several billion Earth-sized planets in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Now, are they going to look us? Will they have different skin color? Well, probably they'll look totally different from us. For example, take a look at a lobster. A lobster is familiar. They exist here on the planet Earth. But imagine a race of intelligent lobsters that evolved over millions of years in a different planetary system. They're going to think different than us. They're going to act different. They will have different goals, different dreams, different ideas, and they could also be intelligent. And remember, lobsters are on the Earth, made out of the same DNA that we are in outer space. We could have a totally different kind of architecture than what we find here on the planet Earth. Now, what we have on the planet Earth is, first of all, carbon chemistry. Carbon has 4 bonds, meaning that you can create all sorts of molecules like DNA in water. So we do think that chances are, if intelligent life exists someplace in the galaxy, they'll arise from the oceans, and they'll probably be carbon-based, though, of course, we're not totally sure of that. And how did we become intelligent? Well, probably 3 things. We're not sure, but 3 things propelled us to become intelligent, we think. First is stereo eyes, the eyes of a hunter.
not the eyes that face to the side of our face, as in a deer or a mouse. Those animals that have eyes to the side of their face are prey. However, animals that have eyes to the front of their face, like wolves, lions, tigers, foxes, they're predators because they use stereo vision to lock on to the prey. And predators are smarter than prey. So we think that they could be descended from predators. Second of all, we have an opposable thumb. Other animals may have claws, tentacles, that are perhaps just as dexterous as our opposable thumb, but some kind of grasping instrument is necessary. And third, language. Language allows you to communicate information from generation to generation. But have you ever seen Mama Bear talk to Baby Bear, instructing Baby Bear to watch out for human hunters? No. Animals largely operate by instinct, while we humans rely upon instinct and also knowledge handed down from generation to generation. Now, let me ask you a question. How many animals on the earth have all three? Many animals seem to be kind of smart, but they have claws, they don't have fingers, they don't have manual dexterity. The octopus has tentacles, but its eyesight is rather poor, has no language that we know of. And so we realize that only humans on the planet Earth have all three ingredients perfected pretty efficiently to create Homo sapiens. Now, where does skin color come into this? Well, it doesn't come in at all, because in outer space, who knows? Who knows what they're going to look like? But probably, though we're not certain, they will have some combination of the three technologies that I mentioned. Hand-eye coordination with maybe stereo eyes and language. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And you can ask that question on national radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, once again on Science Fantastic, we are taking your listener phone calls by calling 612-564-8135. Ask away. Make that comment or question that's always been bothering you. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org. Or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku and find out about what I do. So once again, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, now let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Wayne Giuliano. I'm calling from Eldon, Missouri, and my question is about the existence of nothing. Is it possible for nothing to exist? Presently, atoms, light, space, time exist. Could there ever be a place where nothing exists? Thank you.
Well, you ask a rather embarrassing question because common sense says yes. Common sense says that between atoms there is nothing. And we even demonstrate that to our beginning students by getting a piece of uranium, putting it behind the person's back, and then putting a Geiger counter in front of their stomach. And the radiation goes right through your body, energizing the Geiger counter as if you are not there at all. And we use that to demonstrate the fact that you are basically made out of nothing. However, once you get to the quantum theory, then you realize that there's always uncertainty in everything. Even nothing violates uncertainty. So that means that, for example, black holes cannot be totally black. They must be gray because of the uncertainty principle. Black is certain. Gray is not. And the uncertainty principle says there's uncertainty in everything, including blackness. And that's why black holes are gray and not black. And black holes must gently seep out radiation called Hawking radiation. Same thing for nothingness. That between atoms, there is something. And what is between atoms are virtual particles. Particles that dart in and out of the vacuum. They emerge in the vacuum and then go back into the vacuum. These are called virtual particles. They only exist very briefly for a fraction of a second. And for the most part, we can ignore them. But you have to put them in when you do a quantum mechanical calculation. Now, why should we care about this? Because this means that nothingness is actually frothing. Frothing with activity, with virtual particles dancing in and out of the vacuum. And some of us believe that that's where the universe came from. Because not only can you have virtual particles dance in and out of the vacuum, you can also have virtual universes as well. Now, most of these universes pop into existence and then pop back into the vacuum, never to be seen again. However, because of quantum mechanics, there's always a certain probability that one of these bubbles will pop out of existence and just keep on going. That could be the Big Bang. Now, some people who are religious like this idea because even the Bible seems to hint at the fact that the universe came out of nothing, out of nothingness,
And everything you see around you is a product of nothing. Now, this quantum mechanical uncertainty also applies to black holes. Everyone knows that black holes are black. They suck up everything. But you see, blackness is a perfect color. And in quantum mechanics, you cannot always have perfection. You always have uncertainty with regards to radiation, mass, and velocity, which means that black holes must be gray. They must gently seep out radiation. And that means that pure nothingness can also not exist. Quantum mechanics says that even nothingness must have uncertainty. And sure enough, when we make very delicate measurements of a pure vacuum, we find out that there's energy there called zero-point energy. It's very small, but there it is, undeniable. And this energy is created because atoms and anti-atoms can jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. So the vacuum is frothing with activity. Particles jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. And so there's constant agitation within nothing, which is measurable. It's undeniable. Violates everything that you know about common sense. But hey, what does the universe care about your common sense? Now, why should you care about this? Because some people think that explains the origin of the universe. You see, not just particles can jump out of the vacuum, but entire universes can also jump out of the vacuum. Universes pop into existence with a big bang, and then pop back into nothingness with a big crunch almost immediately after. Now, some people think that our universe was the exception, because there's a certain probability that some of these universes will just keep on going. So our universe may have popped out of nothing and just kept on going to create the Big Bang. In other words, out of nothing came everything. Now you may say to yourself, come on, what about particles, energy, matter? That's not zero. Well, it is. Because what is the net charge of the universe? Electrons have negative charge. Protons have positive charge, and they balance out. The total net charge of the universe is zero. What about spin? Well, galaxies spin in different directions. You add it all up, and what do you get? Zero. Well, what about matter? Matter is not zero. Well, if you add up the total amount of matter we can see with our telescopes, add to it the negative energy coming from gravity, because gravity has negative energy, and what do you get? Zero. A universe out of nothing. Well, if you want to find more about these things, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And my book, Parallel Worlds, has a whole discussion about how universes may come out of nothing. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? Get to the phone. Call 612-564-8135.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.